command.
Hi, I'm Jim Stroud. Welcome to the Recruiter's Lounge. The Recruiter's Lounge is a podcast of news, interviews, and commentary on the recruiting industry, and it was designed with you in mind. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your time in the Recruiter's Lounge.
Hi, Jim Stroud here with a heartfelt thank you to you for listening to the Recruiter's Lounge. I also wanted to give you a heads up on the video edition of the Recruiter's Lounge. Now, on the video edition of the Recruiter's Lounge, you not only witness my interviews of very special people, but also my attempts at comedy and cinematic acclaim. If you want to see them, and I hope you do, visit my website, www.jimstroud.com. That's www.jimstroud.com. And you will find the videos there, along with other great content. Well, okay, enough of my shameless self-promotion. It's now time for a word from our sponsors.
Right now, millions of people are looking for and finding jobs on the internet. But are you getting paid when they find a job? Well, now you can. When online employment sites like Monster and CareerBuilder came on the scene, they took billions of dollars out of the pockets of the recruiter. But now, there's a new sheriff in town called WorkGiant, the recruiter's best friend. WorkGiant is empowering recruiters throughout the country to take back your industry. WorkGiant is a national and broadly focused job board, but with some very distinct differences. One difference is, with WorkGiant, employers and recruiters can post jobs for free, search the resume database for free, and only pay 1% upon a hire. WorkGiant markets through professionals in the industry. Why? Because it's your industry. As a professional recruiter, you have the employer relationships. You have the job seeker contacts. It is your industry. It's yours to take back now. WorkGiant will never replace recruiter value-added services. In fact, we offer you a way to monetize 95% of the market that currently goes to the online job board industry. Refer current or former clients and surplus job seekers to your WorkGiant affiliate website. Refer once and you own the relationship. Then get paid every time they make a hire for as long as they make hires. Someone is going to lock up your employer contacts. It might as well be you. Every time a hire is made by one of your clients or one of your job seeker referrals, you get paid. It's that easy. So take back your industry with the power of residual income from WorkGiant.
Hello, once again, boys and girls, women and children of all ages. This is another episode of the Recruiter's Lounge. You know, the other day, my wife surprised me with a very nice gift. It was a video game console, not an Xbox, not even a Wii, but it was an old-school sort of Atari video game. I don't know if you guys have seen these around, but it's really great for nostalgia purposes. I hooked it up to my TV, and I was playing Pac-Man. I was playing Centipede and Galaga. And I know I'm dating myself by stating those games, but if you've played those games before and you haven't played them in a while, yeah, it's a wonderful thing, because I started playing the games and I sort of have flashbacks to my childhood. And I remember spending $20 a day on Pac-Man and Ms. Pac-Man, that kind of thing. And while I was playing the video game and going down memory lane and with the video games and thinking also about this cool movie Tron, which really dates me, back in the day, I said, you know what, it would be kind of cool if you could be trapped in a video game, or maybe not necessarily trapped, but if you could, you know, go inside a video game and sort of have fun and adventures and so forth. And it'd be even cooler if you can get inside a video game and look for work. You know, if you've ever been to a job fair, you know how sometimes they sort of it's like moving cattle. You know, you herd you in the door, you go from booth to booth, and hopefully you find a love connection with the employer of choice. But these are, you know, it's a new century, new way of doing things. Employers should do different things to reach a different audience, because the audience is definitely changing. Well, in light of that, I reached out to my new friend, Brent Arslaner, over at Unisphere, and he had a very cool tool that I want to share with you guys. So without further ado, I want to introduce to you guys Brent. Brent, say hello.
Hello there.
Hello. I heard you chuckle a little bit when I was going through my video game nostalgia there.
Yeah, no, I think it is a kind of changing world, and I definitely grew up playing Atari and also in television.
Okay.
And I got one of those similar type of consoles, so I could play all their games. But I think what's really interesting, because we are, you know, kind of creatures of the generation that grew up playing video games, and I think what really makes us enjoy and appreciate them is, you know, they're engaging. They're immersive. You know, we have fun doing it. And, you know, at Unisphere, what we're really focused on is trying to make professional interactions and especially recruiting more fun, but yet still in a professional environment.
You know, and I checked out your system. It looked very cool. It reminded me of Second Life in a sense. I'm assuming you're familiar with Second Life.
Absolutely.
What do you say when people make the immediate comparisons to Second Life when they see your product?
Yeah, there's some similarities in terms of we both have kind of 3D representation.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll go in and you can physically, you know, see different locations, and within our environment you can go to a conference hall or an exhibition booth or a resource center and such. But really the primary differences that we have between Second Life, one is, to get in Second Life, the first thing you got to do is buy land, and then you've got to pay some interactive agency a bunch of money to build you a location.
Sure.
But beyond that, I think the big difference, especially in for professionals and for recruiting purposes, is, you know, just to enter a Second Life environment, you've got to, you know, download this large plugin, configure your firewall, and have a very powerful PC. But probably even more important is, you know, participating in a Second Life environment. You've got to learn a bunch of special commands, function keys. You have to figure out how to get dressed. You have to figure out how to fly to get from location to location. And it's really interesting because, as you started off talking about, you know, kind of Tron and Atari, a lot of the capabilities are, you know, they're to a level that, you know, I'm sure that the 16-year-olds and the 18-year-olds today have, with a lot of time on their hands, are very comfortable going and working through the significant learning curve. But the reality is that I think most professionals want an engaging environment, but also it has to be intuitive so that they don't have to spend a bunch of time learning within their extremely busy schedules. And again, if you're trying to find a job, you want to spend your time trying to find the job, not how do I put my suit and grab my briefcase and go over and sit down at the desk. You want to go in and you want to communicate with the, you know, the hiring manager and figure out if there's a fit. And so I'd say that those are the differences of kind of how we look at the world versus Second Life.
What kind of job fairs you typically have? My first assumption when I think of virtual job fair, I'm thinking people use it to recruit software developers or computer folks, for lack of a better word.
Right.
Is that the only audience that uses your service?
You know, it's actually, you know, it's really interesting. We've just recently we've done job fairs for the nursing industry. We've
really?
Done job fairs for oil refineries. We're in the process. In fact, my next call later this morning is with one of the largest grocery store chains, and we also another convenience store is getting ready also to sign on. So it's really interesting. I think that, you know, IT is obviously a no-brainer in terms of people are, you know, in general, more innovative. They're willing to try new tools mm-hmm. during the process of finding a job. But the reality is there's a lot of disequilibrium in this country and in the world in terms of, you know, qualified applicants don't necessarily reside in the city that the job is being offered, or where there's, you know, use the nursing example. It's really very compelling. You know, there's locations in this country that, you know, let's say that there's a shortage in Texas, but there's a surplus in North Carolina, and we, you know, by leveraging our virtual job fair solution, we can help connect these people in an interactive environment and help out where, you know, again, if they rented out a convention center in Texas, it might not be successful because the talent for those specific positions are just not there. So I think the summary is that, you know, anytime there's, you know, shortages or surpluses, anytime there's and there's a need to work with large distributed audiences, a virtual solution can be much more successful than a physical one.
Well, you mentioned nurses, you mentioned convenience stores. I'm amazed that those industries are really gravitating towards using this type of tool. I would think that they would be kind of slow to adopt. I guess it speaks a lot about how easy your service is.
Well, I can the funniest example that I can come up with, and I can tell you that there's a division within the government that contacted us recently about conducting a virtual job fair. And
okay.
So again, if you start thinking about, you know, leaders and laggards just in general from a technology perspective, it does tell you that, you know, I think that we're on to something here, and that people there's hardly an industry that, you know, it's a more cost-effective solution. It provides you a larger reach to a qualified audience, and you can do screening and actually interactions from your desk.
Let me ask you this. With the, the onslaught, but with the adoption of so many Web 2.0 sites and devices, you got MySpace generation coming up. You have iPods and Zooms all over the place. Do you think that the type of work that you guys are doing at Unisphere is going to become the norm?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, again, we really pride ourselves on taking a very pragmatic approach in terms of, you know, even the, let's call it, you know, Web 2.0 type of capabilities. There's quite a few of the features that make a lot of sense. And, you know, our model is a little bit different in terms of, you know, we don't have a destination job fair location, but we work with our clients who want to create them. But I do, just back to your question, I do think that there is this kind of logical transition or progression that's taking place, that certain Web 2.0 technologies in conjunction with you know, making it very easy for recruiters and applicants to share information. You know, it's about user-generated content. I don't think that's as relevant for recruiting, but there's aspects of the ways that you can interact more easily beyond just sharing a resume. You know, being able to share a portfolio or to be able to interact, leveraging, you know, we support, you know, we use IM and chat and email, and we're also incorporating VoIP in the next release, so that there's a lot of flexibility in terms of how the communications can take place. But we also are seeing that, you know, if you think about best practices around recruitment, as an example, you know, things like wikis are really powerful, you know, and also, you know, using moderated chats where you have a discussion, you know, how to go and procure a job and listening to experts within an industry about a topic and letting that topic evolve and being able to really pull out the nuggets of information. It's powerful for recruiting, and it's powerful for professionals and all together. So, I mean, I do think it's relevant, but it's we still got to get beyond the, wow, that's really cool technology part.
Now, forgive me, did you mention that you guys are using video resumes in your service as well?
Well, we support them, yes.
Okay.
We support, you know, audio, video, animation. Some folks want to use it to share PowerPoints. But yes, video is, you know, we're not a, I know there's certain vendors that are just focused on kind of the creation, execution of, and go to a studio to build the video resume, but we have the tools and technology that we can provide our customers to be able to create the video resumes.
Are there any success stories you can share with me?
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, we can definitely share with you a few. There's a few clients, in fact, if after this call you'd be interested in talking with. For instance, PR Week, we did an event for them, which was to, you know, procure public relations talent throughout the country, and it was a combination of both agencies and companies that wanted to procure talent. And, you know, I think that the success stories are, the best way I can describe them is when, instead of doing one event with us, mm-hmm. they sign up for five more. And even that, you know, a great example is this, so Advanstar, which is a large media conglomerate, they're the ones that have been sponsoring these nursing events, and they've now signed up to do one per quarter. In fact, they're going to do one in I think 2 weeks.
Wow.
So it really, you know, we don't touch the end sponsor. You know, that's the, you know, there's an organizer who decides I'm going to put on this job fair, and then there's, you know, really the different sponsors who could be a corporation, it could be a recruiting company. You know, we kind of limit our interaction with them because they're the client of our customer, if that makes sense.
Sure.
But again, I think the best way to gauge success is just the repeat virtual job fairs that our clients are now doing.
How can someone get in contact with you if they want to see a demo, much like the one I saw, which was very, very cool?
Yeah, well, there's a couple things. One, you can go to unisfair.com, unisfair.com/showcase,
mm-hmm.
and you'll be able to go and check out a few of the flash demos that will give you a good idea. And if you actually want someone to walk through a demo for you, you're more than happy to contact me. Brent, B-R-E-N-T-A, at unisfair.com.
Very good. Well, Brent, I definitely appreciate your time here in Recruiter's Lounge.
All right. Thank you very much.
Well, that's it for this show. You've been a wonderful audience. If you like what you heard, love what you heard, or just plain hate what you just heard, let me know. Your feedback matters. You can reach me through my website at jimstroud.com/podcast. That's jimstroud.com/podcast. So until next time, I'm Jim Stroud, and you're not.
Radio, Talent Zoo.
Innovative audio on demand.